How's it going? This is Scott McKay from XMY Communications coming at you again with another audio program. Today I have with me a new acquaintance of mine. His name is Julien Mueller, and he's coming to us from Paris, France. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Excellent. And you've got a brand new app that one of my 10 plus guys sent me called TinDog. And I fired this thing up, and sure enough, you have pictures of dogs seeking to be matched with other dogs. But I'm suspecting very strongly, Julien, that this is a ploy to get the owners to meet, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's an interesting question. But, you know, what we want is the dogs and the pet owners to connect. So we just built an app that makes it easy for you to find dogs around. I know that some people are using for dating, some people using just for share working with the dog. So basically you can do what you want, and also you can deactivate what you don't want on the app. It's very easy.
I see. Well, it gets its name from being a takeoff on Tinder, obviously. It's TinDog.
Yes. Yes, because the app is based with the swiping. Yep. And I think Tinder invented this system. And also we want you to leverage what Tinder did in a way that now the app is very easy to use. So we thought it was smart to use the TinDog name, and also it bring a lot of attention. So more users and so more happiness for the users.
I can be single, married, in a relationship or whatever. And if I'm looking for someone to meet in the park and have our dogs run together and stuff like that, I can do that with your app.
Yes, basically you can just put the app on your phone, and then you can register as a single or as a couple. You can do that also. And then you can select, okay, I want to find friends, or I want that my owner find friends. So you can select on and select both case, and then you will see profile of the dog and the owner, and you can swipe left or right. If you like the dog and his owner, you can swipe right. And if the other one swipe right at the same time, then you get a match and you can talk with them. And then you can organize a walk or whatever.
And you can separate male from female owners accordingly too, right?
Exact.
Right. Now, see, for years, people have been having chance meetings in the park, walking their dogs, and the dogs kind of attract themselves to each other and start smelling each other's butts. And the guy and the girl are sitting there going, okay, well, we might as well talk. And countless relationships have started that way. So dogs have always been a great way for men and women to meet each other. It sounds like you've kind of harnessed this, but you're thinking out of the box a little and saying, well, hey, if people just want to find playmates for their dogs, so be it also. One question that comes to mind is, what if I wanted to take this one step further and make it a hookup site for my dog? In other words, I have a purebred dog and I would love to find another dog of that breed for it to breed with. Can you support that on your site?
The app is not built for that. So also we are more supporting adoption than, you know, than what you said. So definitely not. It's possible, basically, if you just focus to like the German Shepherd. If you have a German Shepherd, you can meet person with German Shepherd. But for example, some users request to have like the possibility to only see German Shepherd, the Boxer, whatever the breed. But we are not allowed that. We don't want that.
I see.
It's really like a meetup app for the owners and his dog. You know. It's not a reproduction app. It's not that.
So is Tin Pussy in the works for cats?
No. We focus on dogs. I mean, you're not working your cat, so.
I see. Sorry, I had to go there. Yeah. Couldn't resist.
Yeah, no problem.
The tagline would be so easy. So anyway, give me your success stories. Are people meeting each other? Are there dogs meeting each other? How's this going?
Yeah, we heard a great story that couple made from the app, and like a lot of picture and video of dogs playing together that met on the app in New York, in Paris, in Sydney. So it looks like the app is getting very viral. We have like more than 100K users within less than 2 months, just viral. And it's continuing to grow every day. So it's very exciting.
And it's free to download?
Yeah.
Or how much does it cost?
It's all free. I mean, we built the app for fun. And I think when you're doing this, this is when you get the best results, you know, because it's just a need, you know. It's very important for pet owners to meet other pet owners, for friends, for more. and the dogs want to socialize. So we build this, and yeah, it's free, and it will be free forever. So no problem with that.
Sweet. You can find it on iTunes, I presume?
iTunes, Android, so far.
Excellent. Well, the name of the app is TinDog. You can go to www.tindog.co to find out about that. And it's an interesting service, and I wanted to make sure you guys knew about it. Thank you, Julian, for joining us today. Great information.
Thank you, Scott.
Until I talk to you again real soon, this is Scott McKay from XMY Communications. Be good out there.